Now, yesterday, June 7th, marked the 30th anniversary of the killing of Ballylongford man Jerry McCabe, Detective Garda Jerry McCabe, who was killed outside Adair Post Office in 1996. Here's a little bit of his wife, Anne McCabe, Jerry's widow, speaking and reading an excerpt from the work of another Ballylongford man, Brendan Kennelly, The Crooked Cross.
If life in little places dies, greater places share the loss. Life, if you like, would not be worth one passing game of pitch and toss. And yet a nation's life is laid in places like the Crooked Cross.
There you go. That's Jerry McCabe's widow, Anne McCabe, speaking in 2023, at the unveiling of a temporary display of in Limerick of a quilt memorialising the victims of terrorism. With me on the line to talk about Jerry and his memory now is Pat Carney, originally from Castle Island. Pat, a brother-in-law of Jerry and his best man for his wedding. Pat, good morning to you and thanks very much for taking time to talk to me in the programme this morning. I know there was an event yesterday. There was mass said as well to remember Jerry and his memory. It's hard to believe it's been 30 years, first of all, I suppose.
Yes, in fact, a lot of people told us yesterday when we met them at the anniversary mass that they can clearly remember where they were 30 years ago. It was such an impact on the public's mind and imagination. They still retain memories of the awful news that Jerry was murdered in Adair. And his partner, Ben O'Sullivan, was seriously injured. It's amazing that Jerry was shot through the spine, died instantly. Ben O'Sullivan, a very strong, physically man, took 11 bullets into his body and survived.
Yeah, it was remarkable stuff. Do you remember the shock of the day, Pat?
Always was it awful. The whole city of Limerick stopped in their tracks. Everyone spent the day talking about it. It was just awful, 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 unfortunately.
Yeah.
Two young men, they were planning to retire together because they were so long together as partners in the Garda Síochána. They were planning to retire at the same time. Ben was going to do a bit of farming. He was very much into cattle. Jerry had got a contract with the Myra Showers, putting their showers all over Munster. Yeah.
That was the plan. Until that fateful day in 1996.
1996, around 5 minutes to 7 o'clock in the morning.
5 to 7 in the morning. And I know Anne spoke yesterday and said, and obviously a lot of people were paying tribute to Jerry and his memory as well, the Taoiseach Simon Harris said that he was a dedicated servant of the state who gave his life in the line of duty. I know the mass was held yesterday, very well attended. And Anne said, she said it's hard to be believed that it's 30 years, but grief is not just not for now, it's forever. And her life stood still on June the 7th. But she has, Pat, kept his memory alive over the years.
She has indeed, very much so. She's been a great, great hero for Jerry. And she's attended many functions, many PR events, all the anniversaries, and has been there to the forefront. And is always prepared to say a few words to honour Jerry.
Yeah, and that's the important thing. I know there's an organisation that's there as well, which is the Supporting, Empowering, Fair and Focused organisation as well, the victims group, SEF, and she thanked them for their support as well for all that's been done. And that's been very important for the family as well, the support that they got from the wider community all down through the years, Pat.
Well, I'll emphasise that for you, which is a small story about what happened that time. Shortly after Jerry's funeral, Anne got a letter from a small country Garda station up in County Leash, Offaly. And they said, we're enclosed in a mass card from a woman who lives 3 miles up the hill here or something. A very elderly woman who walked all the ways down from her house into the Garda station with a mass card for Jerry.
Yeah, that was the effect it had.
Yeah, that sums up the public's reaction. The reaction from the public was magnificent. And supported Anne and her family. She's their 4 sons and 1 daughter in the last 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. Remarkable stuff. And they really, I suppose, carried the legacy of Jerry, the person that he was, on down through the years, Pat.
They're doing the because the eldest son, John is the Garda Sergeant in Shannon, County Clare, and the youngest, his name is Ross, and he is a guard down in Cork City.
Yeah.
So they're carrying on the tradition, yeah.
The tradition continues, that's for sure. And look, Pat, we can be, I suppose, thankful that, you know, even though we have seen Gardaí and Forestry, it's a dangerous job, get killed in the line of duty since, but those days and the days of the Troubles are thankfully, I would say, behind us in terms of the loss of life that on Gardaí Síochána members suffered throughout that time.
Yes, the Gardaí got an awful time way back there. It started in 1969 and progressed up along. But then, when it came to the Good Friday Agreement, there was a huge movement by Gerry Adams and his colleagues to have the prisoners who were in prison for killing Johnny McCabe to have them released. But the government held firm and did not release them.
Yeah, and that was a very important thing for the family, I would imagine.
Absolutely, because and all of us were very vocal that time via the press, who were very helpful to us, that this should not be allowed to happen. So they served the full sentence that was imposed by a Kerry man, Judge Johnson.
Yeah, yeah, a remarkable thing. Look, what are your memories of the man himself, Pat?
Jory and I probably grew up together. We were single men together here. I was in Castlebar and he was in Ballylongford. I was doing a line with his sister Eileen. We got married. He was my best man at my wedding. The following year, he married Anne, and I was best man at his wedding. And then I organized the building of four houses by four Gardaí at the time, myself included, and Johnny was living next door to me. We built our own houses.
Yeah, remarkable stuff. He was good with his hands. He was a mechanic before he became a guard.
No, that's wrong. He was in Cork University.
Okay, very good. So more of an academic then, Pat.
Yeah, no, he was a mechanic by a hobby. He could do anything with the engine of a car, yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, listen, he was only the second man in Limerick City to drive around the city as a young guarder in an open-top sports car.
Really?
Yeah. He always had an open-top sports car as a young man.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant stuff.
And Pat, going to the best of its ability. He was a great mechanic with engines.
I can imagine it was. Pat, listen, thanks so much for talking to us about that on the programme this morning and remembering Jory. Hard to believe it's been 30 years on, but thanks for telling us your story this morning.
And thank you for remembering the anniversary. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, here goes Pat Carney there, brother-in-law of Jory McCabe, who was killed by members of the Provisional IRA in 1996 outside of their post office. And his 30th anniversary yesterday, 30th anniversary of his killing, a mass held in Limerick. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.